一个问题，就是上一次你传福音的时候，向人传福音是什么时候？
As you know, with the title of the message, I want to talk about evangelism, but I also don't want this message to say, oh, this word of God is for the pastor to share the faith. No, this is for all of us to share the gospel.
我今天特别要强调的就是传福音不是只是牧师或者是传道人的责任，是每一位弟兄姐妹都应该做的。
Sharing the word of God to others is scary and frightening.
很多时候我们想去传福音的时候，我们可能会觉得说很恐惧，很害怕。
We might feel like we might not know enough to share the gospel.
你可能会觉得说你自己对圣经的知识不够。
But I believe if you know Jesus Christ and God, no matter how young you are or how old you are, you're able to share the gospel of what God has done in your life.
但是如果你真正的接受耶稣基督的话，认识神的话，你不管你是多年纪多大，是即使是个小孩子，你也有办法跟人家分享你所认识的这位耶稣。
And I want to say to the youngest of our group here, from the age of Albert, Hector, Xiao Xiao, this message is for all of us, and for you as well to share with your friends.
所以我特别要强调呢，即使在我们中间像这个 Albert 啊、笑笑啊，还有这个Victor 他们Hector 他们这些小孩子呢。这篇信息也是对你们能讲的。
Today I want to see four letter C's of biblical evangelism so that you might apply the word of God to share your faith.
那今天呢，我要从英文的这个四个 C 来代表呢，讲到这个用神的话，借着神的话来传福音的这个四个含义。
The very first one is word-driven evangelism means you must be courageous. I see that taught in verse 14.
好，那第一个含义呢，就是你要用借着神的话来传福音的话，你必须是勇敢的。
Word-driven evangelism means you must be contemporary. That's seen in verses 15 to 21.
那第二个含义呢，就是说你用神的话来传福音的话呢，必须是合乎时宜的，合乎当代的思想的。
Word-driven evangelism means you must be Christ-centered.
那第三个含义呢，你必须是以基督为中心的。
That's seen in verses 22 to 35.
那我们从这个第22节到35节可以看到。
And fourth, last but not least, word-driven evangelism means you must be convicting, and convicting of sin in verses 36 to 41.
那最后一个含义呢，就是你以神的话来传福音的话，你必须要使人知罪。那这就从36节到41节我们可以看到。
As we look at Acts chapter 2, this is the beginning of the church.
那我们从使徒行传第二章我们可以看到呢，这是早期教会刚刚开始建立的时候。
Jesus Christ has died, raised from the dead, and 40 days later he departed back into heaven.
那基督耶稣基督已经被钉十字架，而且第三天复活了，然后再是40天之久，然后就被接升天了。
10 days after that, in a day called Pentecost,This event we've read took place and is the birth of the church.
然后呢，在第二章这里就是耶稣被接升天以后十天，也就是五旬节的时候呢，就讲到圣灵降临在门徒身上。
And the birth of the church began with evangelism.
然后呢，我们可以看到呢，这个教会的建立呢，就从传福音开始。
Our first point for today is that a word-driven evangelism means you must be courageous.
那我们讲到第一个含义，就是讲到你要以神的话来传福音的话，你必须是勇敢的。
Verse 14, Peter, taking his stand with the 11, raised his voice and declared to them, Men of Judea and all you who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give heed to my words.
那在四节我们看到说，彼得和十一个使徒站起，高声说，犹太人和一切住在耶路撒冷的人呐、啊，这件事你们当知道，也当侧耳听我的话。
Notice Peter's action here. He took a stand.
我们在这里看到这个彼得他的行动，他就是站起来。
He raised his voice in an age before a microphone.
然后呢，他是大声的 大声的宣告，大声的说，当时没有麦克风。
And he declared to them, and the Greek word for declaring is he's speaking with enthusiasm, he's speaking with passion.
然后呢，他就很高声的、大声的这样宣告说，也非常这个热很热心的在他们宣扬这件事情。
And notice who it was that Peter was addressing. It's to men of Judea, and number two, all those who live in Jerusalem.
那这里我们看到了彼得，他是对犹太人以及所有住在耶路撒冷的群众讲的。
Again, we must not forget this context.Peter was preaching in a city where his master Jesus Christ was just killed some 50 days ago.
那在这里我们特别要注意一件事情，彼得所传讲的对象呢，在50天以前才刚刚把耶稣呢钉在十字架上。
And Peter's evangelism is also seen as more courageous in the fact that when Jesus Christ was about to be crucified, Peter ended up denying Jesus three times.
那大家也记得呢，在耶稣被卖的那一天晚上呢，彼得曾经三次不认主。
What happened to change this cowardly man to be a bold and courageous declarer of the gospel?
所以呢，什么事情让这个本来是胆小三次不认主的彼得呢，在这个时候能够放胆的来宣告说传福音？
I think what changed is because Jesus Christ really did raise from the dead, and secondly, he knew the truth of the word of God.
那我们可以确定的一点，就是因为主耶稣基督真正已经复活了。而且呢，彼得他深深的了解到神的话。
If I could ask for the listeners' participation, raise your hand if sharing the gospel is a scary thing for you.
请举手，如果这个传福音是让你很害怕的事情。
Okay.
如果你传
，I also see that there's some that are so scared they only raise their hands.
那我看到了，可能当中很多人怕举手。
But how do you share the gospel when it's such a scary thing, where you're so scared and you lack the confidence to share the word of God?
所以呢，在这种你害怕去传福音、害怕开口跟人家介绍耶稣这件事情上，你怎么样能够放胆的去传呢？
I think the only way you can develop courage to share the gospel is to know the word of God and to know it deeply and to know that it is true.
那所以唯一的解决方法呢，就是你对这个神的话呢非常透彻的了解，滚瓜烂熟呢，所以你就可以毫不惧怕的去传福音。
There was one time when I was just working in Hollywood and they had an anti-war protest.Protest almost a near riot.
那个基米牧师有一次在好莱坞那边传福音的时候，那边就有那个就是反战的这个游行。
And I was standing there watching the cops all lined up. I noticed that there was a small little cop, a small little police officer.
然后他就看到了，在一群这个警察在就是。维持秩序当中呢，有一个警察，他身材蛮小的。
I'm looking at her and I'm thinking, wow, she's going to be charging the crowd. This little girl, she's smaller than, she's the size of my little sister.
那今天牧师就这么思想，哎呀，你看这个警察他身材这么小，但是他要担负起这个维护治安的这个的责任。
And as I was standing there observing her, I noticed that this little girl is not concerned. There's an air about her. There's an air about her where she's not thinking about she's small. She's thinking about what it is her job. She stands for truth, or she stands for justice, and she stands for what is right. And that what drives her to do the hard things and become courageous.
Now,金武牧师就观察到他脸上那种镇静的表情，因为他知道他要尽他的本分来做他这个维持治安的这个工作。
And in the same way, you and I ought to be the same also as well. If you know that God has given us a task, then you would be focused more on God who gives you that task, more what it is the job you have to do, rather than focus, oh, I am small or I cannot speak well.
所以同样的，我们基督徒呢，在我们传福音这件事情上，我们就要看到这是主交托给我们的使命。 那当你这样思想的时候，你就不再去想到你自己是多么的卑微，多么的渺小，你就会放胆的去传福音。
Our second point for word-driven evangelism is word evangelism means you must be contemporary. In verses 15 to 21.
那第二层含义呢，就是用神的话来传福音呢，就我们是必须要合乎时宜的。这是从这个十五节到二十一节。
We've just seen Peter stood up and he's about to preach to this crowd. What then will he say?
那我们看到这个彼得他就站起来要向这些群众传福音。那他到底要说些什么呢？
Earlier we have seen that God has given a supernatural gift where everybody that were believers were able to speak in another language.
那在五旬节这个时候刚刚发生的这个大事情，就是圣灵降在使徒，降在门徒的身上，让他们能够按着圣灵所赐的口才呢，说起别国的方言来。
As a result, some of them start making fun of Christians in verses 13.
那因为呢众人不了解到底发生了什么事情呢，他们就讥笑这些使徒们，说他们大概是喝醉酒了。
So as a result of that, Peter stood up now in verses 15 and explained, hey, we are not drunk. Let me explain to you what exactly is happening at this very moment.
所以呢，彼得在这里就向群众解释说，我们并不是醉了哈。我现在告诉你们到底发生了什么事情。
He quotes from the Old Testament to show that what is going on, to explain it through the Bible, is that the work or the Spirit of God is working through them.
那呢他就借用这个旧约先知耶尔所讲的话呢，来解释这件事情，圣灵呢借着圣灵呢门徒们能够说起别国的话来。
If you look at verses 17 to 21, it's actually a quotation from the book of Joel, chapter 2.
那从第十七节到二十一节呢，事实上这是从这个旧约耶尔书里面引出来的。
And as a result, you see that he's saying that this speaking is actually an event that God has planned.
那这个圣灵降临在这个门徒身上，让他们说起别国的方言呢，事实上是神计划中的一部分。
So I think as an application for all of us as well, when we share the gospel, we want to explain.The things that are going on around us from the Word of God.
所以呢，我们在传福音的时候呢，我们要借用发生在我们周遭的这些事情呢，来让人明了说是神计划中的一部分，让这些事情发生。
Listen, to share the gospel is not enough just to be courageous. We need to know who it is that we are talking to.
所以呢，去传福音并不是。光光要有这个胆识哈，你还要了解说到底我们所传的这个对象呢，他经历了些什么样的事情。
You need to be compassionate and be able to apply the word of God to their problems in their life.
你对他们的了解，你对他们要他们生活中所遭遇到的困难，你要有了解。
And as perhaps some of you guys know, if you walk the Christian life for a while, you'll discover that oftentimes our problem in our life is actually a wrong perspective of things.
所以呢，如果你当基督徒很久了哈，也许很多时候呢，你就看不清到底你周遭人真正发生了些什么事情。
And that's because the Bible describes that it's our sin that makes us see a world in an incorrect manner.
那世人呢，对很多事情呢，他们有错误的这个看法，是因为他们心中充满了罪的缘故。
Listen, the Bible does describe that all have sinned. Yes.
Yes. 这个圣经告诉我们，我们都犯了罪。
And that means that everything of our view of life is wrong. It's like we're going around with bad eye vision.
那因为呢，我们都有罪呢，所以我们看罪的时候，我们这个眼睛就迷糊了。
If I'm without my glasses, I can't even see any of you guys. But the Word of God is like the glasses that now when we put it in, we see things clearly the way God sees it.
所以因为罪呢蒙蔽了我们眼睛，所以我们在看世界、看这个周遭发生的事情的时候呢，就好像说你眼 眼前蒙了一层雾，但是呢，当你把眼镜戴上去以后，比如说你本来是近视眼的，你没有眼镜的时候，你看的看事情是蛮迷迷糊，但是你把眼镜放上去以后，你就看得清楚了。
So how do you actually apply this to be evangelized, to share the word in such a way that you are contemporary?
所以呢，用神的话呢来传福音呢，就好像说你戴了眼镜，你就可以看得很清楚。所以你怎么样子来把福音传给你周遭的人，让他们能感受到这福音跟他们现实的生活是息息相关的呢？
The very first application is know your Bible and know your Bible and your theology deeply.
所以呢，在这方面呢，你就要对神的话要很清楚的了解，而且在神学方面呢，你要有一些追求。
Know what the Bible teaches about human nature.
你要知道圣经里面对人性到底是怎么的描写。
Do you know what the Bible teaches in concerning suffering?
那你到底呢，圣经对这个受苦呢是什么样的，有什么样的解释。
And I would encourage you to be contemporary. Know what the Bible teaches about family, because oftentimes around us are broken families and people in marriage problems.
然后呢，你也要知道呢，圣经到底对家庭呢是有什么样的教导，因为在我们所处的这个世界的现实的生活环境里面，有很多是破碎的家庭。
If you know what the Bible teaches on those three or four subjects, I would say you'll probably be able to witness to people and to really minister where they are at with their needs.
所以呢，你要如果你在对圣经有关于上面这几样的这个教导，如果很清楚明白的话，那你就对你的这个传福音的对象，你能够深深的打动他们的心，因为你知道他们所经历的。
Listen, it's not enough to just say I know what the Bible says. It's also important to be able to evangelize in a way to our contemporary. We also need to know what it's like to live it out, to experience it ourselves.
所以呢，传福音呢不光光是向别人说教，而是你也应该知道你所传福音的对象他们经历了什么事情，然后你可以从神的话语里面把这个神的话介绍给他们，让他们从中得到帮助。
Say for instance, someone comes up to you and say my marriage is in a bad result, and as they share with you all their difficulties, if you walk with God, you'll say I know what your problem is like, but I also know how the word of God addresses that issue.
所以呢，如果一个人来告诉你说他的婚姻出了问题，他的家庭破碎，他在向你诉说他的苦境的时候，你能够借着神的话语来安慰他，让他得到帮助。
The third point we want to look at is word-driven evangelism means that you must be Christ-centered. That's taught in verses 22 to 35.
那第三层意义呢，就是讲到借神的话来传福音呢，必须是以基督为中心的。这是从22节到35节我们可以看到。
Listen, when we share about God, it's not enough just to say these are good principles for life, because anybody could do that, even non-Christians.
所以呢，我们在传福音的时候，不光只是告诉人说这是一个人生的哲学，因为很多宗教都可以这样做。
Sometimes non-Christians could be even more insightful than Christian about what is the right thing to do.
那很多宗教呢都劝人为善所以很多宗教他都说人应该怎么做。
But I would say the difference with us, the thing that greatest thing we have is the motivation for why we do what is right.
但是呢，基督教呢所教导呢是告诉我们说为什么我们要做好事。
And that great motivation is the person of Jesus Christ.
那这个动我们这个做好事的这个动机呢，就是因为主耶稣基督的缘故。
You see, if you only share the word of God and say, hey, this is what you do and this is what you ought not to do, but you never mention Jesus, you're sending them to hell.
如果呢，你只是告诉人说你该做这个不该做这个，但是你没有提到耶稣基督的话，这个人他还是不得救的，他还是要下地狱的。
Because you've not mentioned how Jesus Christ is solution of our sins and how we could be made right with God.
因为你没有提到耶稣基督是我们解决我们罪的问题，他能够因着相信耶稣基督，他为我们死在十字架上解决了罪了以后呢，我们才能够跟神和好。
Peter, after addressing what it is that the people were concerned about at that moment, then goes on to verse 22, and he transitioned it to Jesus Christ.
所以呢, 彼得在这里呢, 借着他们当时所关心的事情呢, 然后他就把主题引到, 耶稣基督身上。
Note, he says this, Men of Israel, listen to these words. Jesus, the Nazarene, a man attested to you by God with miracles and wonders and signs of God, performed through him in your midst, just as yourselves know. This man, delivered over by the predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God, you nailed to the cross by the hands of godless men and put him to death.
那在这22节，彼得在这里就讲说，以色列人呐，请你听我的话。 神借着拿撒勒人耶稣在你们中间施行异能奇事神迹，将他证明出来，这是你们自己知道的。他既按着神的定旨先见，被交与人，你们就借着无法之人的手，把他钉在十架上杀了。
I like the way Peter shared the gospel here. He began by what they know, as you see in verse 23.
那彼得在这里呢，就借着所曾经发生的事情，告诉他们这些耶路撒冷群众，他们都知道这些事情的。And
that's the way we share the gospel too. We begin with what they know, we ask what they know, hear what they believe, and then begin what they know and go on from there, adding to that.
所以呢，我们在传福音的时候呢，我们就从这个我们传福音的对象，他们所经历过的事情，他们所知道的事情，从这边开始着手。
Notice verses 22 to 24. After going by what they know, he summarizes the whole life and ministry of Jesus Christ.
然后呢，我们可以看到在圣经这里呢，他彼得呢，借着他们所知道的这些事情呢，为群众所知道的事情呢，然后在这里呢，就导引出耶稣在世的工作。And
he doesn't just stop there and say, this is my opinion. He, as a Christian, went to the scriptures, went to the Bible and the Old Testament to show everything I claim is true according to the Bible.
那彼得在这里呢，就借着旧约里面有讲到关于耶稣基督事情呢，因为这犹太人他们对旧约都很清楚的，所以他借着这样子来证明说耶稣就是这位救主，就是这位弥赛亚。If
I were to ask you at this moment, would you be able to show me from the Old Testament the prophecies of hundreds and thousands of years before it happened, the prophecy that Jesus Christ that points to Jesus Christ?
所以我问大家，如果说我要你从旧约里面的经文呢，来讲，来论到谈论到耶稣的这些经文，你说得出来吗？
And if you can, I would encourage you to study the Old Testament, to study the Bible, not just only look for rules, but to see that this is really true.
所以呢，如果你说不出来的话，你可能就要在圣经。 旧约这方面要多下功夫，然后才从这些旧约的经文里面讲到预言到耶稣基督的来临这些事情呢，从这里呢，你就可以清楚了解到耶稣基督他的身份。In
verses 25 to 32, Peter shows that from the Bible, from the Old Testament, 1,000 years before Christ would die, the Scripture prophesied that Jesus would be resurrected.
从25节到32节呢，彼得在这里呢，就借着1000多年以前，当时1000多年以前讲到耶稣基督要复活的这件事情。His
main argument is actually found in verses 25 to 28.
那我们特别看到在25节跟28节这里讲到就是耶稣基督复活的事情。
And as I read through this again, I want to ask after we read, does this sound like anything we read earlier? Verse 25 to 28 says, For David says of him, I saw the Lord always in my presence, for he is at my right hand, so that I would not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad and my tongue exulted. Moreover, my flesh also will live in hope, because you will not abandon my soul to Hades, nor allow your Holy One to undergo decay. You have made known to me the way of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence.
25节大卫指着他说：“我看见主藏在我眼前，他在我右边，叫我不至于摇动。所以我心里欢喜，我的灵快乐，并且我的肉身要安居在指望中。因你不应不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。你已将生命的道路指示我，并叫我因见你的面。” 得着满足的喜乐。这段经文是不是大家印象还蛮新的？因为我们刚刚读诗篇的时候才读过。
Yes, as Mr. Yang said, I was going to ask a question. Where have we seen this? This is from scripture reading from this morning, from Psalms chapter 16. This is a messianic prophecy by David 1,000 years before Jesus Christ ever lived.
就在我们早上这个读起英文的时候，诗篇第十六篇呢，就讲到这些事情。
Now, in verses 29 to 32, he didn't just quote the Bible here. He goes on to explain why this is the prophecy.
那从29节到31节，他又再次解释说为什么这件事情发生。
He reasons from the Old Testament that this cannot be Psalm 16 is not talking about David.
所以呢，他这里就讲到说，这个诗篇第十六篇呢，这个不是指着大卫讲的。
Because David died and he was still buried and was still at least in the time of Peter, his grave was still with them.
因为大卫王他已经死了。而且他埋葬在坟墓里面，当时他的坟墓还存在。
And if you look again at verse 27, this passage says, "This one who died, his body will not undergo decay." Who is this person talking about?
所以呢，27节讲说，这个阴不，你并不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。这个圣者到底是指着谁呢？
Verse 31, he looked ahead and spoke of the resurrection of Christ, that he was neither abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh suffer decay. And he points out, this is Jesus.
那31节呢，他这里就讲说，就一先看明就是讲论基督复活，说他的灵魂不撇在阴间，他的肉身也不见朽坏。那这些就不是指着大卫讲，是指着耶稣基督讲的。
I think I've mentioned this more than once. One of my favorite groups to evangelize to are actually Jews who do not know Jesus.
那基米呢，他非常喜欢呢。跟这些不信耶稣的犹太人传福音。
It's a great joy to ask them, "Hey, could you bring your scripture, and we go through the Old Testament, showing, asking the question, who is this that we're reading about?" And sometimes they say Jesus, and the question is, why is Jesus? What is Jesus doing in your scriptures?
所以呢，当在基米牧师在跟这个不信耶稣的这些犹太人传福音的时候。请他们把他们旧约的经文的圣经打开来，去看这些谈到这个耶弥赛亚，谈到耶稣的这些经文，把它找出来，然后就问他们说，这个到底指的是谁呢？到最后他们就承认说，这指的是耶稣。
So as an application for your life, read the Word of God, not just only a bunch of rules of don't do this or don't do that, but to read the Word of God and find Jesus in there.
所以呢，你在读圣经的时候，读神的话的时候，不要光光注重说什么事情该做，什么事情不可以做。你要从这个神的经文里面看到哪些这些经文呢？是讲到耶稣基督的。
And that would excite you, and will want to make you share about how the scripture of prophecy unfold and that it is true.
所以呢，当你去找把这些经文找出来的时候，就会激励你的心，你想要去跟人家分享，来让人家认识这位救主耶稣基督。
In our last point, word-driven evangelism means you must be convicting of sin.
那最后一层含义呢？这个借神的话来传福音呢，就是我们要使人知罪。
Now, this is perhaps the most controversial point for most.Is the fact that when we share the gospel, we do need to point out people's sin.
这也许是最有争议的这个一部分，因为很多人不敢谈罪的问题。但是呢，我们在传福音的时候，你就要让对方知道罪。
I would say, if you don't mention sin, a lot of the excuses people say of not being Christian actually make sense if we don't begin with sin first.
因为呢，如果你不谈罪的话，他们就有很多的借口来不相信耶稣基督。
Have you heard people say that they don't want to go to church because there's hypocrites in the church?
你有没有听过很多人讲说，哎呀，我不想去教会，因为教会里面充满了一些假冒伪善的人。
Have you ever heard people say that churches are all only just to make money for the church and for the pastor?
你有没有听过这样的批评说，哎呀，那个教会里面就是叫人家奉献，然后把这个钱来给牧师用。
Or they say things like, "Oh, my life is actually morally better than those in the church."
或者说有些人他就说，嘿，
Listen, we do need to share about sin, or otherwise those excuses would make sense. Oh, I'm not going to church.
所以呢, 如果我们不指出罪的, 不让人, 不使人知罪的话, 刚刚讲的这些借口呢, 都能够让人说,
As we look in this passage, notice here, Peter swings from talking about Christ to make this very personal to his hearers, and he confronts their sin head on.
所以呢, 我们在这里呢, 就继续看到呢, 在彼得谈完耶稣基督以后呢, 就转个角度, 来直接, 面, 讲到指出他们罪的问题。
36 says, Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified.
那36节这里讲, 故此以色列全家当确实的知道, 你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他作为为主、为基督了，是你们把他钉在十字架。
Yes. So he points out you crucified him, so that there's no debate. They might say, oh no, the Romans, and then the Romans said, no, it's actually the Jewish leaders, and it's all vague. But he makes it very clear, you.
所以他彼得在这里指出，让这些耶路撒冷群众知道说，是你们把耶稣基督钉在十字架上，不是罗马钉钉。
Verse 37 then goes on, the response is, Now when they heard this, they were pierced to their heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Brethren, what shall we do?
所以呢, 这些群众他们听见这话以后, 他们觉得扎心,
so they saw,
他们就对使徒和其, 彼得及其的使徒说, 弟兄们我们当怎样行?
So their problem now is they realize they have offended a good God, and only when they finally see the problem could the solution be given. In verses 38, Peter said to them, Repent, and each one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
所以呢,彼得让他们看到说他们得罪了神了,所以呢,他们会问说他们应该怎么样行。这个时候彼得就说,你们个人要悔改,奉耶稣基督的名受洗,叫你们的罪得救,得赦,就必领受所赐的圣灵。
I want to add a comment here. Baptism itself does not save you.
在这里我要特别强调的就是说,受洗呢, 光光受洗呢,
you have to trust in Jesus Christ. Because if you just go underneath the water and come up, nothing changed except you're wet, right?
你如果只是在水里, 到水底下, 这个仪式呢,
And as a result, he goes on and says, the promise is, verse 39, for the promise is for you and your children and all those who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call to himself. And that extends to all of us.
那第三十九节说,因为这应许是给你们和你们的儿女并一切在远方的人,就是主我们神所召来的,也就包括今天我们这个时代的人,就包括这各位。
Peter didn't just mention sin once. Notice in verse 40, he kept on doing this by saying, hey, be saved from this perverse generation.
那彼得呢,还继续用很多的话做见证,劝他们说,你们当就自己脱离这弯曲的时代。And
we see the effect of talking about sin, talking about Jesus, the response in verse 41 is that 3,000 were saved on that day.
那我们就看到这个传福音的效果,当他讲到耶稣基督,他也讲到罪的问题的时候呢,那一天他门徒就约增加了3,000人。
I would say, if I could be honest with you, even as a pastor, to talk about people's sin is a scary thing.
我承认哈,即使是个传道人,他也很难启口,向各位谈,就是开门见山说你有罪。
You never know how people will respond.
因为你不知道 对方听到你这样讲的时候，他会有什么样反应？
But we ought to do the right thing and talk about sin.
但是呢，既然圣经这样教导我们呢，我们就要让对方知道他是个罪人。
If I could have another survey from the audience, raising your hand if this is true.
我们再做一个调查。
Who here is afraid or does not like the dentist?
Dentist, oh,
yeah.
我们中间有谁去害怕去看那个牙医的？ 举个手, yeah.
Okay. I think, okay. And everyone else is too scared to raise their hand, right?
So. The last time I went to the dentist, or the, I didn't go to the dentist because I don't like the dentist for a long time. And when I started going, just last year, the dentist said, told me I had a lot of dental problems.
那 Jimmy 呢？他一向不喜欢去看牙医啊。那总算鼓起勇气，去年去看了牙医呢。牙医师就告诉他，他有很多牙齿的问题。
Now this is kind of embarrassing, but he went and showed a big, huge screen camera of a picture and showed me PowerPoint presentation almost of what it is that was wrong. And he asked me, "How come you didn't go to dentist all these years?"
那这个牙医师就把这个 X 光片啊牙齿的这个显给他看，然后就说，哎呀，你看这些问题都存在，就问基米牧师说，你为什么这么多年都不去看牙医？
Now maybe this could relate to some of you guys. You don't like him. You don't like the dentist, and it's nothing personal.
那所以呢，从这里我们可以看到呢，你不去看牙医，并不是说你不喜欢这个牙医师。
What would you think if someone were to tell the dentist, hey, these are the reasons why I don't go to the dentist. I was forced to go to the dentist as a child.
那 Jimmy 就讲到呢，他在小孩子的时候呢，他父母亲强迫他去看个牙医师。
I grow up, I never had went to the dentist, so that's why I've never been to the dentist, the dental office.
那有人可能他说他不去看牙医是因为他从小就没有去看过。
What would you say if someone gave the excuse and say, you know what, I don't like going to the dentist because the dentists are always so negative?
那如果有一个人告诉你说我不去看牙医师是因为我每次去看牙医的时候他都是告诉我说牙齿的我牙齿有一些问题。
Or they say things, you know what, I'm okay, I don't need to go to the dentist, I brush my teeth once in a while.
那或者是说有些人呢他说他不去看牙医他的原因是说他每天都有刷牙。
What would you say to a person who says, you know what, I don't brush my teeth, I don't go to the dentist because the dentist and the people that make the toothbrush are all out to make my money?
那或者说如果有一个人他说我不去看牙医师也不刷牙是因为呢这些人都是为了赚我的钱的缘故。
I don't like the fact that when I go to the dental office, the chairs are not comfortable.
或有人说，哎呀，我不去看牙医师，也是因为那个牙医师诊所那些椅子非常不舒服。
I don't like going to the dentist because there's not enough air conditioning.
或者说呢，这个他们那个牙医诊所那个冷气不够。
I don't like how the fact the secretary is rude to me.
或者是牙医诊所那个秘书呢，他很粗鲁，没有礼貌。
And when I go to the dentist, there's not any new good dentists around the area that I live in.
或者是说呢，因为我居家附近的没有好的这个牙医师。
Or even better yet, sometimes we think of it also as well. If, oh, you know what? I don't like going to the dentist because when I look around me, all the people's teeth are worse than my teeth.
或者是说你会这样说，哎，我四处观看呢，别人的牙齿都比我糟更糟。
Listen, all those things that I said are actual excuses people often give for not going to church or want to be involved with Christianity. Yes.
所以呢，我刚刚讲这些借口呢，很像就是很多人呢，他们有同样的借口，他们就不愿意来教会，不愿意成为基督徒。
But if you don't begin with the fact that, hey, you, sir, you have a teeth problem, you have a major problem that needs to be fixed. Your teeth is so bad, you need an oral surgeon to fix it. Only then would everything else not make sense. Who cares whether or not the fact that people around you have bad teeth? Who cares how the secretary treats you? Who cares the fact that, oh, the church doesn't have air conditioning enough? If you know the fact that Christ is solution, the one who removes our sin, only then would you understand that, yes, I will definitely need Jesus. No matter, all those other things are just excuses.
所以呢，你如果不是很坦白的告诉这个人说，哎呀，你的牙齿真是糟透了，你牙齿有一大堆的问题，需要做各式各样的治疗，各式各样的矫正呢，这个人他不会认清楚说他真的需要去看一个牙医师。同样的，如果你传福音的对象，你不告诉他说你有罪， 你需要一个救主，你需要解决罪的问题呢？这个人他有各式各样的这个借口，他不愿意来教教会，他不愿意面对他的问题。
I think the more sometimes we could have the habit, oh, I won't mention about sin until after a while they go to church. But I would encourage you perhaps to think that maybe the fact you share earlier sin will make people even more receptive to church when they realize I'm a sinner, everyone's a sinner, and yeah, I expect that.Because we're all in the same hospitals, all in the same office, waiting for Jesus to work in our lives.
所以你或许会觉得说，哎呀，我慢慢的带领他，跟他说好话，然后带他来教会，让他慢慢的清楚了明白说，哦，他是个罪人，然后他才需要耶稣基督，这样慢慢来做。但是呢，如果你不这样子一针见血的告诉他说他是个罪人，让他知道说他需要一位救主，他很多时候呢，他可能到最后他还是不愿意来到教会，因为他觉得他有太多的借口可以不来接受这位耶稣基督。
Let's pray.
让我们一同低头祷告。
Our Father God, we come before you as one who sins ourselves. Lord God, in this time, give us a spirit of refreshing.Give us a spirit of that joy of knowing that we can go before you to have our sins forgiven, to have our sins washed. Father God, we pray that you make each one of us to live a life that matters, to live a life serving you. Open our mouths to share with people courageously. Open our mouths to be contemporary. Open our mouths to share Christ and be Christ-centered.And open our mouths to convict sin and show the Savior of our sin. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.